That's our ring. Time for Long and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, if we look in on the little community today, we find Lum, Abner, Cedric, Ben Withers, and Ulysses S. Quincy in the Jot 'em Down store preparing for Station DPR's first broadcast. Listen.
Oh, my goodness, look what time it is.
Uh-huh.
7 o'clock. Time we're supposed to go on the air. Ulysses, you better get over there to that generator and get ready to start cranking.
Yeah, okay.
You know how to work it now, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Okay, Lum.
Yeah, I'll show him how long.
All right, the rest of you get around the microphone here. Come on, Ben. Cedric.
Yes, sir. I say now, why did I put my part?
Jennings, don't lose that now.
Oh, here it is. Well, are you sure this idea of yours is going to work now?
Well, it's the only thing I could figure out to do. And even if it ain't the right idea, it's too late to do anything about it now.
Yeah, but ain't them four sponsors going to be mad when they find out that they're all on at the same time?
Well, what else could I do? You fellas all sold them the same time.
Well, you did it, too. You sold Moe's Moose at 7 to 8 o'clock time.
No, we ain't got time to argue about it now. 7 o'clock. Get set, everybody.
Would you mind standing a little to the left, Cedric? I can't see the microphone back here.
Quiet, then. All right, let her go, Ulysses.
Okay.
All right, then. Ben?
The voice of Pine Ridge is on the air.
This is Station DPR, broadcasting frequently from our main studios located on the main floor of the elegant Jot 'em Down store overlooking scenic Main Street in the heart of downtown Pine Ridge. And this is Lum Edwards, the announcer that grins while he talks, bringing you the first in a series of a one-hour program entitled The Moe's Moots Barbershop, Irie Hodgkin's Liver Stable, and Ed Beckley Drugstore, Caleb Wehunt Blacksmith Shop Hour. Featuring the Moe's Moots Barbershop, Irie Hodgkin's Liver Stable, Ed Beckley Drugstore, Caleb Wehunt Blacksmith Shop play actors. In Love Comes to Gilbert, the Boy Trapper. Starring Cedric Wehunt as Gilbert.
Note, there is no relation between the actors of this play and human beings dead or alive. The whole thing is strictly a coincidence.
The opening scene opens in the Froze North, where Gilbert is walking along with a weasel, which he has trapped.
But only blow it, weasel.
He sees a deserted cabin and wonders who is in it. Stealthily, he enters the door, and to his horror, he sees a beautiful girl with yellow curls tied to a chair.
Well,
didn't get that look, you saw. He throws down the weasel and rushes in. Bravely, he exclaims,
Mom? Well, leave right here, thank you. Oh, you poor maiden. Are you in distress? Who has did this to you?
I do not know. I was popped on the head at the time.
I will quickly untie you. Oh, but it is too dark. I cannot see to do it. Do you have a flashlight?
Yes, Gilbert, I have a dandy. I bought it at Ed Beckley's drugstore, located one block south of the Jot 'em Down store. It is a two-battery, adjustable beam flashlight in black or red plastic case, complete with bulbs, at the unbelievable low price of 98 cents.
Well.
Also, genuine pig bristle toothbrushes, automatic arm squeezers, and assorted flavored bath salt in the big 5-pound economy bag. On sale this week. Don't miss it.
I won't.
Oh, untie me quickly, and let us make our get away from here. For here comes the varmint that tied me up, mean black Dan.
Aha! So you're trying to escape from me. A lucky thing I got here when I did. I never would have made it in this icy weather if I hadn't had my horse shot at Caleb Wehunt's first-class black...
Hold it, Dan.
What's the matter, Tom?
That blame phone. I'm going to have to do something about that. Abner, tell the radio audience to wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. Stand by, folks. The program will go on in just a minute.
Hello, Jot 'em Down store. Oh, what is it, Caleb?
I can't know. That was me before I died my voice.
Yeah, I know you bought this time, but you see, Ed Beckley. Well, if you'd have just listened a little longer, your ad's coming up right now. Yeah, but, Caleb, you see, Ed Beckley paid just as much as... Well, Granny, if you don't want to do that, Caleb, your own boy is the hero of the show. He's Gilbert. You don't know. Well, all right, then, if that's the way you feel about it. Goodbye.
What happened, Long?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're now listening to the Moe's Moose Ed Beckley Ira Hodgkins Hour.
Uh-oh, I go to the...
And tomorrow night, don't be surprised if you hear a new Gilbert. All right, go on, Dan. I believe you had the last line.
Let's see here. Quiet. I never would have made it in this icy weather if I hadn't had my horse shot.
No, you can leave all that out now. Jump down to the next line there.
How's that?
Caleb ain't a punker no more.
I don't know if I am.
Let's see. I never would have made it in this icy weather.
That's out.
Yeah.
Abner, you read your next line.
Oh, Gilbert, save me from this demon-eyed villain.
Have no fears, maiden. I will save you from his creatures, and we will flee in the boogie I...
have Boggy Cedric.
Oh. Boggy Cedric I have rented from Ari Hodgkins' liver stable on the west side of the street, facing the Jotham Down store. I got one of these luxurious four-passenger jobs now available at the new low picnic rate. Get yours today from Madman Hodgkins.
I will. I shall go to Hodgkins' convenient location and hire one of those speedy softies now available and overtake you. No matter where you go, I shall find you. Remember, Hodgkins' buggies cover the world.
Oh! Is there no escape from this demon-eyed villain?
Fear not, dear one. Fear not, dear
Hold it. Wait a minute. There's a phone again.
Gentlemen, after this, we'll have to disconnect the
phone. Just a minute, folks.
Hello, Jotham Down store.
Dog crap.
Oh, well, how's it coming in, Ed? Well, yeah, I was going to tell you about Ari Hodgkins being on the same time.
Just about getting into my part.
Well, I know you paid for the time, but you heard your ad, didn't you?
I felt like
and you got another one coming up.
I got that one golden car.
Well, I know it, but... Well, yeah, but... Oh, all right. Sure, goodbye.
What did it say, Long?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Moe's Moose Ari Hodgkins Hour.
Uh-oh.
We bring you the second act of Love Comes to Gilbert, the Boy Trapper. The first in a series of a one-hour program. On with the show.
I'm gone. David, I'm lost here. I don't know where we're at.
Just pick it up anywhere.
I never would have made it in this icy weather if I hadn't had my horse shot at Caleb Lee Hunt's first-class blacksmith.
Well, we're past that, man. Get down to that part where Gilbert and the girl are asleep.
Yeah. Yell up on horses, sir.
Oh, wait.
Hold on.
All right, now.
Get in there. Hold it. Oh, Gilbert, you are so brave and fearless to rescue me from that demon-eyed villain. That surely was a close shave.
Thank you. I always get a close shave to Mr. Moe's Moose's high-cost barber shop. He is an experienced man with the razor and don't hardly ever cut you. He's a good man on haircuts, too, specializing in both square and round types. Give your wife a rest and let Moe's Moose cut your hair.
Yes, and I can always tell when you have been to Moe's Moose. By the way, you smell.
Abner, you're reading that wrong. I can always tell when you've been to Moe's Moose by the way you smell.
I think that was your ring, Mom.
Yeah, I know. Hold everything. Hello. Oh, what is it, Ari? Well, now, Ari, I can explain all that. But you see, Moe's Moose paid for a... Well, let me explain. Oh, all right, if that's the way you feel about it. Goodbye.
Did Ari?
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Moe's Moose Hour.
That's
first in a series of a one-hour program.
Oh,
brought to you by station VPR. All right, let me see. What was it?
Gilbert just got a haircut.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's do that part over
here. Yeah, that's good. I love it.
Looks like Moe's is the only one that's satisfied with the program.
Good old Moe's.
Go ahead, Gilbert. Just now.
I always get a close shave at Mr. Moe's Moochie's barbershop.
Thanks.
He is an experienced man with a razor and
thanks.
Don't hardly ever cut you.
Was that the phone or just the sound of it?
Oh, no, I believe it. Yeah, hold it, Cedric. Hold it.
Hello. Oh, howdy, Moe's.
Yes,
oh, well, how are you enjoying it?
Oh, he's loving it.
Well, now, wait a minute, Moe's. It does not. Well, I don't see what's wrong with that. You don't hardly never cut nobody much. Oh, well, Abner just read that line wrong.
Oh, my God. Look.
Yeah. All right.
Can't see?
Yeah. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances over which things have got out of control, you have just heard the last of a series of a one-hour program.
Yes, and whatever happened to the announcer who grins while he talks?